May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn number 871. 871. Happy the man that bears the stroke of his chastising God, nor stubbornly rejects his yoke, nor faints beneath his rod. Hymn 871.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from the book of Psalms, numbers 33 and 34. Psalms 33 and 34. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall any deliver by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, For there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that spares our lives to see the light and dawn of another Sabbath day. And dear Lord, as being read to us this morning, Lord, of entering into thy courts with praise, come to worship thee. And Lord, and we certainly have much reason to thank thee for thy many mercies. We sadly have much to mourn over. But dear Lord, thy mercies are truly very, very great. Thy word declares that new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. And we thank thee, Lord, for all the mercies we have. Lord, we are greatly feel very humbled, Lord, the fact that we're found standing here in this pulpit once more. Lord, thou hast made a way, and we thank thee for it. And we pray thee, Lord, that we may have and receive thy blessing to rest upon our gathering together this day. But Lord, we have so much to thank thee for, our daily needs, that health, the strength, use of our natural faculties, the comforts, the food, the drink, the roof over our heads, the beds we lie on. We have many mercies and favours. Lord, we've got the house of God to assemble in. We've got an open Bible we can read. And Lord, and there is none that dares lawfully make us afraid to come. And we pray earnestly, Lord, that it may be that none will ever dare unlawfully to make us afraid to come. Lord, then do accept our thanks for all thy goodness. But dear Lord, why the Apostle Paul sums it all up. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, the gift of thine own dear beloved Son, who himself said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Dear Lord, and could it please thee that from the eldest to the youngest in this assembly this morning, Lord, it may be numbered and found amongst those named there, whosoever. O gracious Lord, do work that mighty, blessed, glorious work of salvation in our souls. Leave none out, Lord. Why, one hymn writer said, I cannot bear the piercing thought, what if my name should be left out when thou for them shalt call? And he prayed like this, prevent it by thy grace. And be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place. There's the accepted day. Hear our prayer. Do bless. Do be with us then, Lord. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear Lord, that maybe a day the Son of God. Lord, we sometimes go to what we call a special service. Maybe an anniversary, a pastor's anniversary, a harvest Thanksgiving service, or an Easter service. But Lord, oh, we pray that the services in thy house today may be special, that they may not be forgotten. There may be something done, accomplished in that blessed and glorious name of Jesus. Lord, do then undertake for us and do draw near and nigh, we pray. Now, Lord, sadly, we would turn, Lord, to ourselves and we look within ourselves and, Lord, we see sin and we see iniquity. We have sinned against thee, against thy word. But, dear Lord, as the psalmist said, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And oh, we pray, Lord, that that fear of God may be found in our hearts. And that, dear Lord, and although we are sinners, and sinners of the deepest dye, if one may speak for others, Lord, but oh, we pray to know Jesus, who came to this earth then to suffer, bleed and die, and indeed to pay the price of the redemption of the souls of all them that were given unto him in the covenant of eternity. And may we each, Lord, be found there. Oh, may my name, may our names be recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. We do pray. Gracious Lord, then help us now. Oh Lord, we do pray earnestly for this little cause of truth. Lord, thou wilt bless them together and bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. And Lord, we pray thou wilt bless to their souls the ministry of thy word. Here in this house of God, as thy servants continue to labour amongst them, we do pray, dear Lord, thy gracious help for them. And we pray, dear Lord, thou make thy goodness pass before each and all. Lord, do bless. Pray, O Lord, that thou wilt remember those our friends here that hold office. Do mercifully and graciously help them in all their cares and burdens, responsibilities. Do undertake for them. Lord, do own and bless the prayers of the mothers and fathers in Israel.
that are behind the scenes, Lord, in the closet, labour and travail for the souls of others here. Lord, do remember them. Do help them to continue. And oh, that they may be a bringing forth of fruit to thine honour, glory and praise, we do beseech thee. We pray for each and every one that takes any part. Lord, there are those that play the organ. Lord, but again, there are those behind the scenes, Lord. They put the hoover over the floor. They put the dust around the chapel. They clean the facilities. Oh, we thank thee, Lord, for the love shown to this house of God. And pray, dear Lord, that thou be with them still. And oh, Lord, do graciously help them. We pray earnestly for the dear children. Remember them, Lord, and the young friends amongst them, Lord, we pray. Oh, that thou wilt go before the young friends in life's pathway, provide for them, help them. Lord, and make thy goodness pass before them, we pray. Open the doors of employment for them. And dear Lord, also, oh, find for them a suitable loved one, so that they can go together to the house of God in love and unity. And dear Lord, and provide homes. And Lord, and the younger ones, we pray that be with them at school and undertake for them and be near to them, Lord, we pray. O Lord, thou knowest the sad day in which their lot and ours is cast. But Lord, do keep them from the many evils that are promoted in the school. Surround them, Lord. Keep them and preserve them. Do watch over them. Give them wisdom, Lord, to know what is right and what is wrong. Lord, do mercifully, graciously help. Lord, we do pray. Oh, they may have that holy fear of God implanted in their hearts. Lord, and that they may know that when various errors are put forth before them, Lord, we ask thee that they may realise that this is not ringing correct. It's a jarring note. It goes against the word of God. Lord, do graciously help them. We do pray. So we lovingly commit them to thee and be with them. And now, Lord, there's others to pray for and think about. There's those, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path, laid aside. Lord, and there may be those here that have relatives, Lord, that are in poor and weak health. Some may be old. Lord, some are certainly young. Lord, do appear. We think of that little girl that we hear about, Lord, down at Eastbourne, having had that major surgery. We thank thee for bringing her through. But Lord, do go on, do heal, do restore, raise up, do strengthen. And Lord, and do help each one, we pray. Lord, be with others, Lord, that are found with terminal illness. Lord, we know not how long, but Lord, do draw near, do abundantly bless. And oh, and as they walk in the valley of the shadow of death, may they be able to say with, "Dear David, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Oh, that they may know the sweet comfort and presence of their Jesus. Hear prayer then. And Lord, and do hear prayer for others that have forsaken thy ways, Lord, that turned away. Lord, do we pray, don't turn away from them, Lord, but do draw them by thy love. Cause them to begin to be in want. Lord, and do Give them to know that thou art a prayer, a God hearing prayer, a prayer hearing God, and the one that pardons and forgives sin and iniquity. Hear then our prayers. Be with those that rule and reign over us. We do pray. Lord, mercifully arise for our help. Oh, to have men and women of God that fear thy name to rule and reign over us. Lord, we ask thee to strengthen those that do fear thy name, to speak up and to speak out, and to speak out clearly and loudly. Help them, strengthen them. Lord, give them that courage to speak out when needed, when necessary. O Lord, and do then overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. Remember the Prime Minister and the members of the government. Govern them as they govern us. Direct them in the affairs of state. Remember our King and the royal household. Oh, that they may set a right example. Be with him, be with the heirs to the throne, we pray thee. Gracious Lord, do help, do mercifully appear, and bring peace in this troubled, stricken world. Oh, bring a stop to the war in Ukraine. Lord, and dear Lord, do command deliverances and help for those in famine and death and disease, and others in persecution. Lord, do mercifully help. Be with any now that need thee in a special way. Reveal thyself to them as the hope of eternal glory. Hear our poor prayers. Undertake for us. We need thee, Lord. We need thee. Do come. Lord, do come and fulfil thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. My lips are that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 616, 616. Precious Jesus, must it be? Is it thy all-wise decree that afflictions must attend Zion to her journey's end? Hymn 616.
in dependence upon the Lord. All needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to Psalm number 33. And I read verse 18 and 19. Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Psalm 33, verses 18 and 19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. The dear psalmist here speaks praise and for the Lord's goodness, and indeed for his power and all his kindness to us in this psalm. But these words, this text, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. It reads earlier, verse 13, the Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Ah, friends, you know, that is a solemn thought, isn't it? Ah, yes. Is it Agar? What did she say? Thou, God, seest me. And these all, and you and I do well to remember that, not just occasionally, but 24 hours a day, in our waking hours, perhaps I should say, that we should remember that, thou, God, seest me. And yes, and this man this morning here, standing in this pulpit, needs to remember it as well. Thou, God, seest me. But there is, I believe, a lot of blessing, a lot of blessed, glorious truth contained in these two verses I read by way of a text. The psalmist says, first of all, behold. That is, for you and I to give attention unto what is about to follow, what he is about to give utterance to. Oh, and yes, what a word it is. Pay attention to this. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. I suppose, really, we should first of all try to establish this about them that fear him. Them that fear him. The hymn writer says, the fear of the Lord will keep us from sinning, will prosper our way, and is the beginning of wisdom and grace. And comes to remembrance of what we read Friday evening in that last verse here in the 28th chapter of Job. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding. In the following psalm, here, 34, which we read, he speaks to us like this. Come, ye children, hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. He gives two or three verses, very short, very profound instruction. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Now, here's something that those that have and possess the fear of God will desire to do. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. To depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And then he goes on, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. You know, the fear of God is not something to be despised. The Apostle Paul told us in, I think it's the Corinthians, that we should covet earnestly the best gifts. Well, truly, one of the best gifts that you and I can have and possess is the fear of God. Because eventually, dear soul, it will land your soul and mine in heaven in glory and to be with Christ, which is far better. Perhaps someone here says this morning, well, yes, but how do I know? How will I know whether I have the fear of God or not? Well, the answer is all found in the Word of God, dear soul. And let's just see if you and I come up to this. Acts chapter 10. Cornelius, a leader of the Italian band, a man that feared God, and prayed to God always. You know, that is something. What a qualification, what an ingredient. Pray to God always, not just sometimes. You know, go back in the history of our country, back to the beginning of the war in 1939. And we read the history and we see pictures of crowds of people waiting to go into the churches. Westminster Abbey was one. They were queuing to go in to make prayer to the God of heaven that we might be delivered from the hands of the enemy. Well, blessed be the Lord's name, eventually we were delivered out of the hand of the enemy. Yes, and there was a service of thanksgiving given for it. But what's happened since? We haven't prayed always. And let us examine ourselves. Let us examine ourselves. Before we start pointing the fingers
at others and at those in authority over us. Let us look well into our own hearts. See, the danger, we pray. The danger's past, we don't pray. But they that fear the Lord will desire to commit their way unto the Lord and trust also in him, that he'll bring it to pass. Commit all their cares, concerns unto the God of heaven, and certainly their never dying soul. Yes. They pray to God. Then, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. So, let us try, with God's help then, to follow Cornelius' example and pray to God always. Pray for his help, yes. But you know, my dear friend this morning, he read that lovely 100th psalm at the breakfast table. You know, it goes like this, doesn't it? And the 99th psalm, you see, they enter. Oh, let us exalt ye the Lord our God and worship him at his footstool. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Friend, yes, this is praying to God always. But I hear someone saying, but I don't know how to pray. Who told you you didn't know how to pray? What does one of the hymn writers say? Pray thou canst or canst not pray, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. But again, and I believe I may have quoted this on a Friday evening, you that say you don't know how to pray. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those appointed to death. He looks down to hear the groaning of the prisoner. Dear soul, you think you don't know how to pray. Well, just, dear soul, get into the closet. Shut the door, your bedroom, wherever it might be. Back of the barn. And just see, dear soul, what a few heartfelt groans can do. You know, the dear Apostle Paul, what did he say? These were heartfelt groans, were they not? Oh, wretched man that I am. Is that how you feel this morning, poor soul? Oh, wretched woman that I am. The eyes of the Lord are upon them that fear him. See, he that cometh to God, she that cometh to God must believe that he is. And dear soul, you wouldn't go to the Lord if you didn't believe there was a God in heaven that hears and answers prayer. Hears and answers the prayer of the destitute and doesn't despise those prayers. Yes, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. You know, there's this. I'll be careful how I say this. But, you know, it's possible to have the fear of God. But that doesn't mean, because you and I have got the fear of God, that we're not going to sin. David is an example, isn't he? He has the fear of God. He comes to Goliath. Thou comest to me, yes, with a sword and a spear and so on. I come to thee in the name of the Lord God of Israel. He feared God. One day I shall perish at the hands of Saul. Poor David. Devil hunted, devil dragged. Yes. One day the danger's past. Saul is killed in battle. David is now anointed king. And David's twiddling his thumbs on the top of his roof of his house. And his poor, and I'm not pointing any fingers. Please don't misunderstand me. He sees something there that attracts him. Before you know where he is, he's fallen into sin and iniquity. Yes. And he's a man that fears God. Why? Because he wasn't praying to God always. That's why. He wasn't praying, keep my feet, they slip not, and keep the door of my lips, which he does later on. See, it's all this fear of God has to be kept in a gracious exercise before God. A simple example, isn't there? This warm weather and the plants in the greenhouse. Perhaps the tomato plants in the greenhouse. What happens if you don't water them? They wither. Yes, they wither. They droop. And that's what David was doing. He was withering, he was drooping. And he fell. And so have some of us. But blessed be God. But blessed be God. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. No, the Lord did not love David's sin. And he doesn't love yours and yet mine. Let's be clear about that. But he did love his soul. And it is only your mercy and mine if he loves our soul. Yes. You know, I looked at this just prior to coming out this morning, here in the Gospel according to Luke. And here we have this prodigal son. Yes. And he's gone off. He spent all his money in sin and iniquity and transgression. Yes. Now, remember, this is a parable. of the Lord Jesus. But this was the dear Lord's teaching, left on sacred record for your instruction and mine. He spent it all. And he joins himself to a citizen of that country. He would feed himself with what was fed to the swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And he came to himself. Does that describe someone here this morning? You've come to yourself. You've come to your senses. Say what? That the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, dear soul, is eternal life. And he said, how many hired servants my father's house spare? He says, I will go, I'll rise. And say to him, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. He rose, came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father heard him and had compassion, saw him and had compassion on him. His father saw him. Yes. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Saw him. He came, ran, and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. Oh, blessed be his glorious name, and his soul. And so does the God of heaven. Yes, the vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. The Lord sent Nathan to David, didn't he? Yes. Nathan speaks to him very firmly, very faithfully. See, Nathan was faithful unto his God and faithful to David. Oh, and poor David. He immediately feels the guilt of his transgression, of his sin, and he turns immediately. Oh, that Psalm 51, Psalm 32, Psalm 130, and others. Oh. If the Lord were strict to mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is, sinner, this Lord's day morning, but there is forgiveness with thee, says the Lord. They're not my words, they're God's words. They're found in Psalm 130, dear soul. But there is. Dear soul, don't despair. Look up. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. You see, the father saw that prodigal son returning. It is all. Oh, that the Lord might see you and I returning. You know, you read here. Now, it's here, dear soul, when we read here in Jeremiah's prophecy. This is it. Jeremiah. Jeremiah 31. And what does the Lord say to us here? He speaks about Ephraim. Ephraim, yes. One of the tribes. Yes. son of Joseph. But Jeremiah 31:18, the Lord says this, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. The following psalm, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Well, what else does it say here in Jeremiah about Ephraim? Ephraim speaks about being chastened, like you were singing about in the opening hymn this morning. Yes. But then he says this to us in verse 20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? But since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. So, poor devil-hunted, dragged soul this morning, the Lord says, I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. That includes her as well, if there's such one in here this morning. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. He sees us when we see not him. Yes, he sees us when we see not him. He sees you and I when we turn aside. Back here in the book of Judges, and here in the 10th chapter, we read about Israel's sin, and you see, they've done evil. They've gone after the gods of Zidonites, God of Moab, Ammon, Philistines, and they've forsaken the Lord. The Lord's anger is turned against them. And the Lord, yes, he chastises them. He chastises them. He chastises those whom he loves. What did the Apostle Paul write to us in Hebrews 10, I believe it is? That no chastening for the present seed to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceful fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Well, the Lord chastened them. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam. You know, this is solemn, isn't it? And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did not I deliver you from the Egyptians, from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and the Philistines, the Zidonians, also the Amalekites and the Moabites? Did the pressure, and ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Therefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. What did this do? The children of Israel said unto the Lord, we have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them. Ah, sinner, have you put away the strange gods? Have you turned away from sin and iniquity, from evil? They put away the strange gods from among them and serve the Lord And his soul, that is the Lord, was grieved for the misery of Israel. His soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of Israel gathered together, camped in Gilead. The children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. Ah, friends, dear soul, yes, the Lord sees when you and I are grieved and are in misery, Why, you know, if you and I are taught by the Holy Spirit of God, I believe this, that the Lord will make sin a downright misery to you and me. We'll hate sin, we detest sin, we abhor sin, we flee from sin. And the Lord has mercy. And the Lord has mercy. Blessed be his glorious name. Why? Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy? Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Yes, there's Hezekiah. And the Lord sends a message to him, doesn't he, via his servant Isaiah. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. What a message. What a message. And dear soul, and that applies to you and I as well. For there is no scripture given of any private interpretation. But then, you see, what did it do? What did it do for Hezekiah to receive that message? It did what it did there for the children of Israel. And Hezekiah, he turned his face toward the wall. He was on a bed. He was on a bed of affliction. He couldn't get off of that bed. And it didn't stop him praying. He turned his face toward the wall. Sinner. Fellow sinner. Do you know what it is to turn your face toward the wall and weep bitterly? Yes, you've got his prayer there in Isaiah chapter 38. You can read at your leisure. And dear soul, yes, it comes in there like this, doesn't it? He said, like a crane or a swallow, so did I chat and mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward. O Lord, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. But it also reads here, the Lord, he said to Isaiah, go again to Hezekiah. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. I've seen thy tears. He did Ephraim, didn't he? I've surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Dear soul, are you one this morning? Has the Lord seen your tears? Those tears of penitential grief and sorrow. You know, there's the dear woman, isn't there, in the gospel? She's come into Simon the Pharisee's house, uninvited. Perhaps dear soul, let's say you fail. But you see, why, dear soul, she'd heard about Jesus. She was a sinner. When and where the Lord convicted of her sin, we don't know. But we do know this, that it brought her to the feet of Christ. Dear soul, is your sin, is my sin, does it bring you and I to the feet of Christ? Dear soul, do we shed tears? Do we wash his feet with our tears and whiten them with the hairs of our head, so to speak? Oh, she worshipped him, didn't she? She worshipped him. You know, you that said you didn't know how to pray a little bit earlier, you don't read, this woman uttered one prayer, one word of prayer. You don't read one word of prayer. But the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Yes. This woman fears the Lord. Yes. She comes with godly sorrow in her heart. Godly sorrow and repentance that needs not to be repented of. The Lord makes that very clear, does he not, to Simon the Pharisee. Yeah. And you see, I've seen thy tears. I've seen thy tears. The eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Simon. Yes, the Lord speaks to him. And seest thou this woman? Yeah. She hath not ceased to wash my feet with her tears, wipe with her hair. You gave me no kiss. These common, decent things. Yes. Too proud. Way up above others. You're full of pride and hypocrisy, Simon. But this woman, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. And she did. I do love what we read there. You see, he spoke to Simon the Pharisee, then he turned to the woman and he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven thee. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise, who loved me and gave himself for me, paid the price of my redemption of my soul with his own heart's blood.
Blessed be his glorious name. Why me? Why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as I must forever lie in hell when not salvation free? Yes, the vilest sinner out of hell. The vilest sinner out of hell. Lifts a feeling in, is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Seest thou this woman? Is there a poor woman here this morning like this? Is there a poor woman here this morning like this? Would wash his feet with her tears, wipe them with the hairs of her head. Ah, there's another parable, isn't there? Two men went to the temple of the prayer, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The eyes of the Lord upon them that fear him. Ah, the publican cries, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's what this woman was doing. It's what David was doing. It's what Hezekiah was doing. Ah, this, oh, is it what you and I have been doing? Is it what you and I have been doing? Oh, you feel your wretchedness. Ah, but behold, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Oh, what a mercy to have and possess the fear of God. Yes. To walk in his ways, to walk in his paths, to follow him. To be with Jesus. You see, they that fear him, they'll want to be with him. They'll want to be with him. You know, you take that case of that poor man, that poor mad Gadarean. Yeah. Well, the Lord had healed him. The evil spirit had been cast into the herd of swine which had gone down the bank and drowned in the sea. And Jesus is going back across the sea, I believe it is, of Galilee, once again. And this dear man, he wanted to be with Christ. The Lord said, no. He said this. Go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord hath done for thee. Yes. Go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord hath done for thee. Come all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. And I'd never thought of finishing up like that this morning. But I trust the Lord has led me to say it. And may it stick fast in someone or a few of your hearts this Lord's Day morning. Oh, and may you find no rest until you come and tell what the Lord has done. Amen.
God willing, Sunday school will be at Bethany this afternoon. The collections today are for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association, the FGEA. Mr. Timothy Pocock is engaged to preach tomorrow evening, and Mr. Roland Wheatley next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn number 864. 864. Holy Ghost, inspire our praises, touch our hearts and tune our tongues. While we laud the name of Jesus, heaven will gladly share our songs. Hosts of angels, bright and glorious, while we hymn our common King, will be glad to join the chorus, and the Lord himself shall sing. Hymn 864.
Lord. We do pray thy blessing on thy word, and forgiveness of all that thy pure eyes have seen in us. Bless the Sunday school this afternoon, and Lord, bless what is taught and taught them. Be with them. Help us this evening. And now may the grace, the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each, now and always. Amen.
Would you kindly remain in your seats while I ask Mr. Field if he'll come down to the desk, please? Mr. Field, just a few words. This is the end of an era. The Lord has kindly sent you among us for more than 40 years. And we have many causes for remembrance of your visits here. Both the sermons you have preached, different ones remember different texts, of course. I won't say what mine are. And the children in the Sunday school have had special cause to remember. Some have repeated them recently. How you came, first of all, with the gold pennies, when there were but three children around the kitchen table. And we could go on. But it is our pleasure to give you a little remembrance of your many years coming among us. Here is a Westminster Bible, and the inscription in it reads, "This copy of the Holy Bible was presented to Mr. Richard Field by the church and congregation at Swavesey Chapel, 11th of June, 2023. In grateful recognition of the Lord's goodness in your ministry among us for more than 40 years. The Lord bless thee and keep thee." And now, like the Ephesians, we are sorrowing that we shall see your face here no more. But the Lord be with you.
Thank you. I'm lost to what to say. This is just such a surprise. I do like the Westminster Bible. And the one I've got at home is showing signs of wear. So I'm very pleased to have another copy of it. But it is whatever, whether it's a Westminster Bible or whatever it might be, it's the Bible, it's the Word of God. And I trust it's the Word of God that we each have been brought to love and know and wish we knew more of it. And it's this that I hope the Lord will continue to help me to preach the remainder of my days, however long they may be. We don't know. It is true, I did earnestly want to come here again today, and the Lord has mercifully made a way for us to come and strengthened my dear wife sufficiently. But it seems to me quite obvious that this will be, as I see it, probably the last time. But I do thank you so much. Thank you. The Lord bless you all.